I was walking out of the Kotel, and I hear a person on their cell phone saying, "Ha'ikar shata bari." The most important thing, you're healthy. And I keep walking, and I hear the person yelling into the phone afterwards, "Ha'ikar shata bari." So I thought about that. Is that true? Well, let me take you to a story 2 weeks ago. We have a problem in our shul that the chairs, we have plastic chairs, and the chairs keep breaking under people. A person can be sitting in the middle of davening on Shabbos and suddenly, boom, they're on the floor. Now that's not funny. I mean, that's really dangerous. You know, so you don't know when a chair is going to break under you. So, our shul, we have classes before davening, after davening. We try to do a lot of classes. The kids come and learn, and kids who don't have parents come to the shul, and we have a special place for them. And we set up a Big Brother program. We try to do a lot to help the community, not just come and daven in our shul. We try to do more than that. I went to many different people and I tried fundraising for chairs. And finally I came to one friend of mine and I said to him, I want you to donate a sizable amount to help us buy new chairs for the shul. And he says to me, Rabbi Frankenthal, I like to feed the poor. Rosh Hashanah is coming up and there are hungry children and hungry people out there. And if I give to your chairs, well, there might still be hungry people out there. All the years I give to the poor, and I'm not a believer in buying chairs. So I said to him, you know, the first time you made that argument to me, I came to him twice. I left, and I debated whether I should come back or not. And I came to your house that night, and I was standing by the door. True story, I was standing by the door, and I was about to knock on the door and tell you, forget it, keep your money, give it to the poor. Don't give it to us. I stood by the door for 5 minutes, debating whether I should knock or shouldn't knock. And I decided I'm not knocking, I'm going to sleep on it. And so I'm coming back to you today after I've slept on it. And now that you're telling me that line again, so I just want to tell you something. I'm not asking you for chairs. I said, who's asking you for chairs? I want to understand. If you're funding people so they have food for Pesach or Rosh Hashanah, and then those people who are Baruch Hashem going to be well fed on Rosh Hashanah are going to wake up the morning of Rosh Hashanah and go to the beach and get an Arab boyfriend and bring an Arab child to the world, then you're going to fund that Arab child too. What'd you do? It's good, you gave him food so that they could run out to the beach and have an Arab boyfriend tomorrow morning. It's very good that you're funding their food. It's very good that you look at it and you're saying, I want to fund food, I don't want to fund chairs. I'm not asking you for funding to chairs. We're doing something very different than chairs in a shul. We're learning Torah. We're trying to give values to people. We have children that would otherwise be on the streets, and instead of being on the streets, they come to shul. So to tell me, I give food to people, yeah, I'm going to take food from the poor. I'm not telling you not to give food to the poor. It's a very important thing to give food to the poor. But to ignore the values of what a shul or a yeshiva is giving is to say the only thing that's important is giving food to the poor, really. And what are they going to do with that? And if afterwards they're going to lead destructive lives, so did you really accomplish by giving them that food? Is that fair to look at the world as though the only thing that's important is food? He said to me, I don't daven in your shul. I said, that's true. But you have family members who call up with questions, right? They don't even live in my neighborhood. And they call up with questions. Why do I answer them? Because in our mind, a shul is a center for all of Am Yisrael. It's not about my community. It's about Am Yisrael. You know, the Gemara describes, what's a person called if they don't set foot into a shul? So the Gemara says, the verse says about him, Ko amar Hashem al kol shechinai ara'im. So says Hashem about all my wicked neighbors. So I said to him, you know, the way Chazal envisioned a community, there's the shul, and everyone is the neighbors of the shul. You know, people sometimes say, the shul's next door to me. No, you're next door to the shul. So Chazal viewed it that the shul is supposed to be the center for all of spirituality for the community. And if you tell me that I don't want to fund chairs, don't fund chairs. I'm not talking about chairs. I'm talking about the ability of people to come and be safe and learn and grow. And if you don't do that, then I question what the value of giving people food if they don't have values. What type of lives are they leading? Now I want to come back to the conversation at the Kotel. What was powerful to me was that as the person was yelling into his cell phone, "Haikar she'tiye bari," which people say often, the most important thing is you should be healthy, I was going through a pasuk that also speaks about Be'ikah. And before I reach that pasuk, I want to throw a story out to you. Imagine a person has a dream, and in his dream an angel comes to him, and the angel says, "You've been a very good boy, and so this year I want to grant you a wish. What would you like?" What would we answer? What do you want? Right? You're being asked. What's important to you? What do you want? Do we have a clue in Torah what I'm supposed to answer? In Tanakh, what's my answer supposed to be? And it struck me because the average person would say, "Well, I want help for my family. I want a normal parnasa. I want to have peace in my home." Right? When I was a kid, there was a Disney song. "Food in my stomach and love in my family. All I really need." That was the Disney song. "All I really need is food in my stomach and love in my family." Isn't that what we would ask for? And then we reach a pasuk we've been saying all month long, since the beginning of Elul. David HaMelech says, "Achat sha'alti me'et Hashem ota avakesh." Ribon Shom, I'm only asking you one thing. I would say, health for my kids. Let me succeed against the enemies. I am the king of Israel, David HaMelech, right? I have a lot of things to ask for. Give me the wisdom to be a fair judge. What does David HaMelech say? "Achat sha'alti me'et Hashem ota avakesh." I'm only asking for one thing, Ribon Shel Olam. Shivti b'vet Hashem kol yemei chayai. I want to be in yeshiva. That was the only thing David HaMelech asked for. Why? Why is that the only thing you're asking for? There are other things. Isn't it important? Haikar she'tiye bari, no? The most important thing, you should just be healthy. No, David HaMelech was teaching us, no. It's not just about being healthy. No. What type of life do you lead? If a person's healthy, but he's destroying with that health, so who said it's good that they're healthy? Achat she'alti me'et Hashem. David HaMelech says, I want one thing. I want to be in yeshiva, because if I'm there, then I know I'm in the right direction. When we approach Rosh Hashanah, so we try to do tshuva. There are two types of tshuva. There's tshuva where we take specific things, we say, "I want to grow in them." And there's tshuva that's all-encompassing, and that's learning Torah. When a person connects to learning Torah, then they're developing within themselves the tools to cover everything. They asked Rav Aviner once, "What's the segula for this, and what's the segula for that? What's the amulet for different things?" He said, "Different things are amulets, but Torah is like a bomb, there's no door. An amulet is like a key, it's got to fit the lock. Torah is a bomb, there's no door, you've covered everything." So David HaMelech taught us a perspective. That pasuk is so powerful. The only thing I'm asking Hashem is, give me Torah. Everything else can only have value after I have that.